And welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue this morning with the mini-series Focus on Jesus. Going to begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word. And we praise you especially this morning that it leads us to your Son, our Lord Jesus. We want to know him more. We want to love him more. We want to appreciate his purposes for our lives. We want to follow him, as the old song says, more nearly and more dearly, day by day. Lord, to this end we pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit you would come and open your word to us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and hearts and minds and wills to take your word deeply into our lives that we might live it out in the power of the same Holy Spirit to your glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading today is Mark chapter 1 and verses 14 to 20. After John the Baptist was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Well, the call is clear, the response immediate, and the overall effect is electrifying, isn't it? What's more, what had just happened in the insignificant outpost of the Roman Empire that was first century Palestine would prove to be a pivotal moment in world history. The four fishermen could not have known it at the time, but Jesus would take them and a handful of other ordinary people and do something quite extraordinary. He would teach and train them, and then, after his death and resurrection, commission and empower them to go to the nations to make more disciples of him. The risen Jesus is still calling and sending disciples today. In fact, he wants everyone who hears this podcast to respond to his gracious invitation to follow him. If we heed his call, the result can be just as transformative and just as exciting as it was for the first disciples. Notice how full and complete their response was. In verse 8 we read that they got up and followed Jesus at once. In verse 20 we see the phrase, "without delay." This is something that is truly radical. This is full-blooded discipleship. There's a phrase that comes from Jesus' day, "be dusty with the dust of your rabbi." And the image is of a rabbi, a teacher, walking along the road, and his disciple, his follower, following so close behind that the dust that was kicked up off the road from the rabbi's sandals fell onto the legs and the cloak of the one following. Be dusty with the dust of your rabbi. These disciples of Jesus, these four men, were dusty with the dust of their rabbi. They followed in a full and complete way. And it's encouraging to me that that doesn't mean that they don't make mistakes. As we read through the Gospels, again and again, they misunderstand, they get things wrong, they do things wrong. And yet here, at the very beginning of their discipleship, there is that passion to follow Jesus, that passion to be all out for him. How do we do this? How do we follow Jesus more nearly and more dearly today? How can we be dusty with the dust of our rabbi? Well, we need to know him and his teaching. I encourage you to commit to daily Bible reading and prayer. Thank you so much to you for listening in to this podcast, and hopefully this is really helpful. But if you are only going to do one thing, you need to read the Bible rather than listening to me attempting to explain what the Bible says. We need to go to the source. We need to go to Jesus. We need to learn more about him. And then we need to live lives that are pleasing to him, taking his teaching and putting it into practice in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we become Christians, when we put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and makes his home with us. So we do have the power, we do have the strength, we do have the enabling within us that strengthens us to live for Jesus. All of this can seem a huge thing, a really tall order. And what I want to encourage you to do, as I encourage myself today, is to take a step. I'm part of a discipleship network, the 72 Network, and I blog for them occasionally. And they have a wonderful phrase, "What step will I take today?" When we think of following Jesus closely, when we think of being dusty with the dust of our rabbi, it can just seem all too big and unmanageable. What I want to encourage you to do is just take a step. Resolve in your heart to spend more time reading God's word and in prayer. Resolve to put a piece of Jesus' teaching into practice. Resolve to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit in your life in those difficult moments, to depend on his grace and forgiveness. And as we take these day-by-day steps, one step after another, then Jesus strengthens us for the next phase of our walk with him. And so we look back after a period following Jesus, and we see that in the grace and the strength that he gives, we have made progress, we have moved forward. We too can be dusty with the dust of our rabbi. We too can follow in the wholehearted way we see modelled here by the first disciples. What step are you going to take today? We pause and we reflect on that question together. And I will pick that up as we move into prayer. What step will I take today? Lord, we thank you for the calling of the first disciples. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you still call women and men to follow you today, and indeed that you are calling us now. Help us to be those who read your word, who give ourselves to you in prayer. And help us to be those who live lives conformed to yours, following you closely. Help us to know the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, saving us, changing us. Transform us, O Lord, we pray, that we might take little steps towards you. And in doing so, step after step, day after day, be on a real journey of faith and obedience. Lord, we ask that you would be with us whatever is facing us today or tomorrow. Strengthen us to follow your Son, the Lord Jesus. And today we pray also for those that we love, that they might be following Jesus closely as well. For those who are sick, we ask that you would lift them up. For those who are struggling with mental health, we pray that you would come alongside them and breathe into them your peace, your wholeness, your shalom. For our government, for frontline key workers, we pray for wisdom and strength. So, Lord, we lift these prayers to you, to our God and Father, and to Jesus Christ, who bids us follow him and calls us to take steps of faith and obedience today. In Jesus' name, amen.